Hey, good morning. We're going to spend a few minutes looking at the parable of the Pharisee and the publican found in Luke chapter 18, verses 9 through 14. Here it says, "And he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified, rather than the other. For every one that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted." And so here Jesus tells a parable, and of course a parable is a physical story that relates to a spiritual truth, a story that they would understand, or something that they would picture, that they could, correspond to their daily lives, that taught a spiritual truth. Most of Jesus' parables were pointed at his disciples and were to teach them about the nature of the kingdom of God. But sometimes he told parables in order to convict others of their sin and to point out the hypocrisy of people like the scribes and the Pharisees. And so notice here, he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous. Here are people that were so convinced in their own righteousness that they couldn't even conceive of the idea that they might not be in the right relationship with God that they think they are. And they are so convinced of their own righteousness based upon their own standard of righteousness that they then will look on someone else who maybe doesn't meet what they consider righteousness and despise them, set them at naught, to treat them as if they are somehow subhuman. And so here is who he's talking to. This is the audience that he is addressing, the scribes and the Pharisees. They thought they were righteous. They trusted in themselves, their own righteousness. Not the righteousness of God, but their own righteousness in comparison to others. And he says that two men went up to the temple to pray, a publican and a Pharisee. Both of these are, we assume, are both Jews. They both have equal access to the temple. They both have equal access to the presence of God in prayer. And so, in reality, there's no real difference between these men. They have different professions. The Pharisees looked down on others that did not meet their own standard of righteousness. They looked at the publicans, who were the tax collectors. They looked at them and considered them all a bunch of sinners. So the Pharisees, of course, these are the most respected group of people in Israelite society of the time. And so they're at one end of the spectrum, and the publicans are way down at the other. You know, these are the collaborators. They work for the Romans. They collect taxes for the Roman government. They're considered, collaborators with the enemy. And so they're pretty despicable as far as others are, many are concerned. And so here's these two men, and their prayers are very, very different. Jesus talks about the hypocrites and their prayers. They love to be seen of men in Matthew chapter 6. There on the Sermon on the Mount, he addresses the things that the scribes and the Pharisees, the hypocrites, do to be seen of men. And so I can picture this Pharisee. He comes into the temple and he picks a spot. A spot where he can be seen, where others can see him, and almost picture him looking around. It says he stood, he struck a pose. And then he preaches within, or he prays within himself, I thank thee that I am not like these other people, that somehow, God, you have made me better than these other people, that I am a better class of humanity, that I am more deserving of your love and more deserving of a place in the kingdom of heaven than these lesser people, these adulterers, these unjust, wicked people, these robbers, or even worse. this publican. He said, I fast twice in a week. You know, there's only one day on the Day of Atonement that they were required to fast. He said, I do it twice a week. Look at me. Look how much I do. I give tithes of all that I possess. You know, do you realize that in that verse he says the word I five times? Five times in his prayer. I. He can't see beyond himself except to look down his nose at who he considers a lowly publican, a lowly sinner. And so it's almost like he's saying, God, look how lucky you are to have me. I'm so much better than other men are, and I thank thee for that. You know, the only thing he did right in that prayer is he gave thanks to God. But his attitude, terrible. But the publican, notice the difference. He stands afar off. He's not in a prominent place. He's not looking to be seen of others. He won't even look up his eyes to heaven. You know, he's downcast. He recognizes his own guilt. He recognizes that he needs God's forgiveness. You know, he smote on his breast. You know, that's the reaction of a conscience that's been convicted of sin. To smite yourself on the breast, it's a hurt conscience. It's a pricked heart. It's one that's been cut in their conscience. They've been convinced and convicted of their own sin. And he says, be merciful unto me, a sinner. You know, the Pharisee doesn't ask for mercy, doesn't even admit sin, doesn't even admit the possibility of sin. But the publican, he says, I am a sinner. Have mercy on me. He appeals to God's grace and God's mercy. That's the only way that we can receive forgiveness if we are humble. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and He will lift you up. This Pharisee, he's lifting himself up. He's exalting himself. And that's why Jesus made the conclusion. I tell you, this man, the publican, went down to his house justified rather than the other. He is justified. He is made righteous, not self-righteous like the Pharisee. He is made righteous by God because of his prayer, because of his desire for God's mercy. And then he states the spiritual truth that underlines this whole parable. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners. Turn to the Lord. And so here the message we see is the way up is down. In humility, we must turn to God and ask for forgiveness. Be like the publican. The one who turns to God. Don't be like the self-righteous Pharisee who never even sees and recognizes his own inadequacies and his own deficiencies. Have a good morning.